The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Richard Haass.
There's no place for nuclear weapons either against ISIS or in Europe right now. Nuclear weapons in theaters or regions like that had a role when the United States had tremendous, allegedly had what was called conventional military inferiority against the Soviet Union and the Warsaw Pact. There's no one we have to worry about where we would use nuclear weapons in order to compensate for that now. We don't want to basically put the idea of nuclear use into the mainstream.
What does the candidate you would be advising need to learn about the use of those words?
We just don't want to in any way normalize or detoxify the potential use of nuclear weapons. It makes no sense militarily against ISIS, for example. There's no concentrated target. There would be enormous civilian casualties.
Right.
Plus, you don't want to basically allow ISIS and others to sort of use this as propaganda and say, this shows Americans have a disregard for life.
So what do you make of his other point, which is of all the candidates in the race, I'd be the last to use it because I'm the one that didn't want to go into Iraq. I'm the one they're accusing of being an isolationist. I'm the one that's an America First candidate.
Well, I think he was right in his decision about, you know, that being against the 2003 Iraq War. I believe the right decision was to be against it. I don't think it was in any way what I would call a smart war of choice. It was ill-advised on many levels. I just don't see why we want to be talking about nuclear weapons to raise the currency and all that. It raises concern, but the idea of being careful about discretionary interventions, whether it was going north of the 38th parallel in Korea, Vietnam, the 2003 Iraq War, the United States in many cases has gotten it wrong by getting too ambitious. And I think that's a fair debate. When is it we should use force under what circumstances? Right. That's a legitimate foreign policy question.
All right, coming up, as it turns out, people...
Well, but I got to say, to Donald Trump's credit, and this is where everybody gets all wiggy over this stuff, Scott, is that... You can't take the cards off the table. I mean, it's like telling your enemy, well, I got this big gun here, but I'm not going to use this gun. You can let them see it, which is what North Korea does. They parade their nuclear arsenal or whatever, their weapons and their missiles around they're all that in a bag of chips. In fact, here recently, President Obama and the Chinese have now gotten involved and told, North Korea, hey, you better give that stuff up. So now we're starting down the road, deja vu one more time about, giving up, some firepower. We did this in Iraq, and, President Obama is hoping to do this diplomatically. But you think Kim Jong-un is going to, give up these nuclear weapons? About as quick as Saddam Hussein did, right?
Yeah, definitely. Why would they? But you never want to deal in absolutes. When you draw lines, if I'm willing to push you, why would I care about stepping over the line?
Exactly.
So you can't deal in absolutes. Well, we should never use a nuke. Well,
right.
I can create instances to where you would probably say, well, yeah, we should probably nuke them. People, all the time, well, I would never kill anybody. Okay, well, if somebody is harming somebody that you love or you saw him hurting a small child, I mean, everybody is going to say, well, I would try and help. I'd do everything I could,
Well, you got to understand, and I've maintained, Scott, that, I think part of the military psychosis that we deal with goes back to World War II. We're the ones that released two atom bombs. This was nothing that Truman just said, hey, let's just go level the place. I mean, look at, it was a situation where you had to consider all the consequences that were involved. And the impact of those two atomic bombs in Japan, I believe, psychologically still, may hamper the military consciousness of this country. Because sometimes... when you have to go to war, you got to go to war. And the way we've been going to war is so compromised, it's no wonder we have the results that we have, and we still argue about it to this day, because I think we're using the wrong tool for the wrong job, including the wrong people.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that style? Everybody look what's going on. Stop,
hey, hey, welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. As always, for more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. You want to drop me an email? We love hearing from you, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. As we come to you Monday through Friday, 3 hours every day from 9 to noon Eastern Time. On these 270-plus markets across the country, also on WWCR out of Nashville, we are short-wavable, so we're around the world via shortwave. So thanks for coming along for the ride and, you know, and joining in on the effort to get this country back on track. We're going to be talking with Victor Davis Hanson here in just a moment. He's the Martin and Ellie Anderson Senior Fellow at the Hoover Institute, a classicist and an expert on the history of war. I'm going to be talking about Europe at the edge of the abyss with all that they're dealing with right now. But, Scott, you know, I want to continue our conversation just a little bit regarding, you know, this conversation about nuclear weapons. I mean, one thing about Donald Trump is he's bringing things to the forefront that we may not have talked about, right?
No, he really did there, because they're not talking about nuclear weapons. And everybody's like, well, those are unusable. Well, why do we have them if they're unusable?
This is the thing. We're in this mindset. I mean, I got to imagine, you know, the military experts are going, what are you guys? You guys don't even know what you're talking about. Why are you even saying anything? Because then you put us in a bad spot, and you're empowering the enemy to say, hey, these guys got a nuclear weapon, but they're not about to use it. Well,
I know that we got a guest coming up here, and we got to get into him. But you said something at the very end of the news segment there about, you know, being honest with what your military is. A military is not a peacekeeping element. You are not a peacekeeper when you're a military. A military is used for a very specific thing. It's to defend or to attack. That's it. You don't rebuild with a military. If you want a peacekeeping force, then you have to create a whole different thing than the military, because you're not trained in the military to rebuild things.
It's to blow things up, but you also hope, like, you know, part of the Reagan policy was that it serves as a deterrent. And that's what I'm saying with Donald Trump, and like anything, is that, hey, you let them see the weapon. They see it, you're not going to take it out of the holster, so to speak. But, you know, you know we got it. So, you know, if you got it, you don't have to, you know, go and show it off and do all this pomp and circumstance like North Korea. But anyway, is Victor Davis Hanson, is he connected with us right now? Okay, let's bring him on. Victor Davis Hanson, welcome to Bill Martinez. Always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Thank you for having me.
Hey, I want to talk about, you know, a couple of columns that you've presented here. Why Westerners are making such inviting targets for terrorists. And I think it kind of dovetails a little bit with our conversation that we, you know, through our political correctness and, you know, this overly compassionate aspect and trying to do everything to stay out of conflict, we're telling the enemy, come in and, you know, have your way with us.
I think But they feel at least if they were to commit, at least if they keep their culling of the Western herd, so to speak, to a reasonable number, what they see is reasonable, 300 or 400, 180, then we're not going to react in a way that would disrupt ISIS in any serious fashion. So they're sort of, they're just sort of culling Westerners in Europe and the United States, and they feel that Western postmodern culture is not capable or not willing to defend itself abroad or overseas because it butts against these politically correct notions of the other and multiculturalism. And it plays on that. And it's been very successful, and it won't really change. And then it's a symptom of a larger problem of, and especially in Europe, of agnosticism, lack of children, demographic problem, EU, the end of nationhood for many of these states. And we're sort of going down that same path about 20 years behind them, but nevertheless on the same trajectory.
Yeah. And like, you know, what happened in Paris and Belgium and in some of these countries that have been opened armed. And it's kind of amazing, Victor, because when you see the pattern that Muslims are following, and we're like going into this here, you know, in the West in America with our eyes wide open. And there's enough empirical evidence to demonstrate what, you know, what will happen. I mean, because I've always said, if you want to see, if you want to understand what somebody's going to do, look what they've done. And there's a solid pattern here with Muslim minorities moving in. They have no desire to assimilate into a country by and large, I would say. And they all come under, I say they all, and I know this is a broad generality, so forgive me, but they come under the guise of, you know, a religion of peace and, you know, this multiculturalism and that. But, you know, if they're not assimilating, if they're not bringing something to add to the proposition of a greater America, then they're debilitating and working against us. And
I guess they would say, why should they? Because where do they hear that message that you just articulated? From where? The schools, the universities, President Obama? They don't. They look at the United States and they see that if a person identifies with his tribe, if he says, I'm a Latino professor, or I'm an African-American voter, or I'm a poor white voter, or I'm an Asian, then that brings dividends.
Exactly.
And so they understand affirmative action and multiculturalism. They also understand that America is a place where you can have 21st century Western style living, iPhones, video games, subsidies from the government. You can get all of that without having to invest in it. That is, you really don't have to articulate American values or be aware of American history or believe in American exceptionalism or follow the Constitution. And it's pretty good because you can come from Damascus or Baghdad or Tunis and you can live as a Muslim Arab inside Brussels or Paris without having to do anything to be French or Belgian.
Right.
And it's the best of both worlds. And then even worse is you can make fun of your adopted country by saying it's decadent or it's degenerate or women wear bikinis or they swim together in the same pool or they don't fall. And there's no one to say, if you don't like it, go home. You're
exactly.
welcome to go home. Nobody forced you to come over here. But we have to get that message and say to everybody, whether you're coming from Mexico or whether you're coming from the Middle East, if you want to come to the United States, you have to follow U.S. law. You have to speak our language. You have to pay our taxes. And once you break the law, many of them do by the very fact of coming into the United States illegally, then it's very easy to adopt a false Social Security number, lie on a federal affidavit, go to the DMV with a different identity. So people are very wrong on the left when they say, well, people come into Europe illegally, or they come to the United States illegally, that's just a minor infraction. Well, that's a pathway to a whole lifestyle where you get acclimatized to breaking the law.
Exactly. No, point well taken.
It's the host, not the guest.
Yeah, it's been the dismantling of this country. We've become the un-United States of America, haven't we?
Yeah, I think so. I really do.
It's scary. That's scary stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're taking note of this. Victor Davis Hanson has been our guest. It's always good to have his input and perspective here. This is what multiculturalism is doing to our country, and... again, it is about the United States of America, and of course, here we are. I mean, to his point, you know, in an election campaign where everything is so bifurcated and we're so splintered, and each interest group is being more rewarded than the totality, and we're just continuing to promote our own demise. Thank you, Victor. Appreciate you being with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Why does the medical community dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? You ever think about that? Isn't it stomach acid's job to break down food before it enters the small intestines? Could this possibly lead to compromised digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications? Well, the FDA has issued a number of product warnings, including all proton pump inhibitor drugs, either for prescription or over-the-counter purchases. These potential interactions have ranged from absorption alterations of vitamins and minerals, metabolic effects on bone density, alteration of drug interactions and their intended effect, infection risk, and even organ damage. Is it possible to find safer solutions to heartburn? At Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of healthy digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acids lead to healthy body. Again, 855-305-8326.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Getting America back on track.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Wall.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back, America. It is April Fool's Day. You know, have you ever wondered why April Fool's Day? I mean, you know, is it just to give us a chance to not be so serious here in the West that we need to have an April Fool's Day, Scott? You know, what is the whole genesis of April Fool's?
I'm not actually 100% sure, but
did somebody just accidentally, you know, become an April Fool and they, oh, you know, whatever, they became a fool, it happened to fall on April 1st.
Well, wasn't it Barnum and Bailey that told me that there was a fool born every moment? Or no, it was a sucker, I'm sorry.
Yeah, or whatever. Or a sucker fool, you know.
I don't know why something like this comes about. I think people just want to have a reason to have fun.
And maybe that's what we do. We again, you know, like I said, that's why I was going, maybe just give ourselves a break, not take ourselves so seriously. Because, you know, tied into the day, April's Fool Day, what is it? Today is Boomer Bonus Day. I'm not sure what Boomer Bonus Day. I guess if you're a boomer, you get a bonus. I don't, you know. The Edible Book Day, Fossils Fool's Day, Hospital Admitting Clerks Day.
It's a lot of days today.
But I mean, I don't understand, you know.
My favorite is on that list that I sent you, it is also Saint Stupid Day.
Saint, there was a Saint Stupid?
Apparently there was a Saint
He didn't get excommunicated, you know, after Vatican II, with the eradication of all the others, but there is an official Saint Stupid. I know there's probably going to be another staunch Catholic go, how dare you, you know,
Well, I just pull off it off of a website that tells me what day it is. So, I think if you take it too seriously, you're probably doing it wrong, right?
Well, here we have April Fool's Day here in the United States, but then you have International Fun at Work Day. It probably came down from the United Nations or something, but international. I mean, I like the idea.
I call that every day, Bill.
Yeah, every day's fun day. Why not? But, so interesting with all this stuff. And it was kind of, I couldn't help but crack up with, you know, Lauren Kitchens, Stewart, or 6-year-old Jenny. She is just way too precious. I mean, I think it ought to be illegal to have kids that are that cute and precious. I mean, because as a father, you're reduced to, your lowest common denominator. You're a toast. And, to have somebody that precious, I mean, it's so disarming. But Lauren kind of understands it because Lauren was that way, as you could probably gather. She was her father's favorite, and she's just all one together, too precious kind of girl anyway.
Well, I challenge anybody to talk to Lauren for, a minute or two and not be happy. She puts a very big energy, even through the radio, she puts an energy out there that you can't help but smile, and I she's one of the guests that you have on often that I love calling because I know it's going to brighten the day. Sam's another one like that, to where you can, there's a good energy, a good vibe from them.
Well, you get these people that add to your day, they're there. I mean, and fun. The thing is about being around Lauren too much is then you start getting a southern accent. A Mexican with a southern accent is just, I don't know, maybe a bit of an oxymoron or whatever, but it's just, and it was amazing because when I knew her in Southern California, not much of an accent. Boy, she gets back home and man, she's thick all over the place. But, that's the kind of deal. I mean, her poor husband, he's done. I mean, you talk about being, reduced to your lowest common denominator. But you're right, and you love people like that.
Oh, you do. And today for me, April Fool's always had a good spot in my heart on today, because I remember as a kid growing up, my grandma played the same joke on my grandfather every April Fool's.
Really?
He would replace his sugar with salt for his coffee. And me and my grandfather, we shared a birthday. Neither him nor my grandma are with us anymore, but it's still every April Fool's. It's actually March 31st that I remember, because since me and my grandpa shared a birthday, I'd call him the night before and I'd try and remind him, Grandpa,
get ready for the salt.
She's gonna put salt in your sugar. And obviously as I got older, I realized that he knew the joke was coming, but he knew that it gave her. I mean, she loved it, and so he just went through with it. This coffee tastes horrible.
it was just not enough salt.
It was like a joke. It was like a joke that seriously that my grandma did to him for probably 60 to 70 years. mm-hmm. every April Fool's. And so that I always thought that was kind of cool. way to commit to the gig, Grandma.
Yeah, you're all in, and he's with her and the whole deal. And you know, and it's kind of funny because you go back and you look at what some people have done for April Fool's Day, just to have a good time, and some of the pranks that have been been done, and some of this stuff. I don't know. I mean, I was just never of the mindset to to go to some extremes, but there's some people that they can get away with it. Others, they're liable to get their lights punched out, but there's some people that are able to get away with, some of these pretty extreme, pranks, And there's books written about this stuff. So in case you can't figure out what to do and you need an idea, there are, several books. In fact, I think a couple of years ago we had somebody on that had, just hundreds of April Fool's pranks and ideas just to share with everybody in case, you were all run out and you got tired of putting salt in people's coffee, I guess,
Have you ever had a good one played on you?
I'm trying to think. Not a really good one, but I've had one that, catches you off guard. Because even, like we're talking about, today's April Fool, I'll be down the road and I'll forget about it and somebody's going to do something. And, okay, here it is. And, we were kind of teasing a little bit with Trump. I think Trump's response should have been, with all this nuclear conversation and the deal with, the abortion deal, he probably just come in and just say April Fools, and, laugh it off and live another day, But again, I think in the spirit of April Fool's Day, like you said, we take ourselves so serious. We want to get into these deep conversations and be in a bucket of gum when, all you wanted to do was just connect for a moment, have a good chuckle, and, go on with your day,
Well, we just celebrated St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, that's another day to where, there aren't that many Irish. There aren't that many Irish here, so... But yet everybody on that day is, everybody's Irish. And
everybody wants to be Irish on that day. I mean, you want to drink green beer. I don't know why you want to drink green beer. But
another one, Cinco de Mayo. That's another day where Cinco de Mayo doesn't really have any significant meaning to us here. But yet that day is a day to where everybody decides, hey, we're going to celebrate this.
Hey, you put on a mariachi hat, you go find a piñata, and
you drink Coronas, right?
Hey, why not? Exactly. I mean, every day is a good day for a Corona, man.
And those are the days to where, rather than people, there's that, appropriation of culture and everything like that. Those things are things that, appropriation of culture, that doesn't belong here in the United States. This is a place where we're supposed to be a melting pot, where if you want to celebrate Cinco de Mayo, you get to celebrate Cinco de Mayo. You don't have to be, it doesn't have to have meaning to you. It's you're trying to be a human. If you see people celebrating, you want to celebrate too. That's how you are. That's how people are.
Well, the thing is so funny about some of this stuff is most of the Hispanics, most of the Mexicans don't even understand. They don't know the history of Cinco de Mayo. It's like here in the United States, there's a lot about the history, but hey, we're having a party, And,
Fourth of July. Not many people,
I know, amazing. There's certain things that it's like, we should have a test. And if you're an American and you don't understand Fourth of July, it's like, no, we're giving you a one-way ticket out of here. You gotta be with the ball game a little bit. I mean, some things, they're just unforgivable. Especially if you're going to college and your parents are paying $50,000, a year for your education, and you don't know the basics of civics and what makes America go around. That's very disappointing, and you're setting yourselves up. But I love the idea, just as you say, Scott, and that's exactly it, is that we are a melting pot. I used to say a melting pot of potential. And, that's the beauty of having all these different cultures, is if we can meld together and add to each other's day, hey, let's make it good,
I needed to find senior care for my mom. I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You know, you've been hearing about Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients keeping the body healthy. Bill Martinez Live now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 ORAC points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 855-305-8326 or BillMartinezLive.com. Youngevity, that's 855-305-8326.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Lord, can you tell me? Yeah, Lord, can you tell me? How far is this? I just gotta know how far.
How far is this?
Yeah, I just gotta know how far.
You know, that's one thing about Samantha Mills, the Good News Girl being close to us, Scott, is that, you know, whenever she's around, you know, she's one of, you know, God's special angels, you know, and so it just reminds us that heaven, it really isn't that far away. You know that, Scott?
I've heard that before.
Exactly. I mean, you know, it's like that. What does that one guy say to that girl? Says, "Oh, did it hurt when you fell? when you fell from heaven, did it hurt when you hit the ground?" You know. So anyway, hey, the Good News Girl's here. We got to have fun with her. She is just, as you can tell, she's absolutely precious, and we love having her here with us to update us on all these great viral videos that, you know, gives us a break, Scott, from all this seriousness, all this political stuff, and, you know, whether you got the burn or not. But, hey, let's have the burn for a good reason. Why not? Samantha Mills, the Good News Girl. For more information, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Go to Sam's Corner. If you've got something to contribute, she loves to hear from you. You can drop her an email and say, "Hey, Sam, I want to nominate this one here," or "Hey, I think this would be a good addition to, you know, one of the shows coming up." And you're always happy to hear from them, aren't you, Sam?
Oh, I love hearing from them. So any kind of story, you know, you don't have to see it in the news. It can be your own story. I would love to hear it. And maybe we can get it to be a trending topic ourselves. So
exactly.
Really great.
And the email that they should send it to is?
Sam'sCorner.bml, like Bill Martinez Live, at gmail.com.
Well, there it is. That easy. Hey, this first story is quite interesting in light of, you know, we always hear about college students, you know, and understandably, you know, complaining about the price of tuition. In fact, there was a deal the other day here recently where there was a college student, and they asked him, "Is well, why are you voting, you know, for Bernie Sanders?" "Well, I get free tuition. You know, I got two more years of college left. I get free tuition. I'm going to sell my vote for free tuition. Why not?" I mean, he's like, hello, I don't think he's going to be able to deliver on your free tuition, but okay, if you want to give away your vote, that's fine. You know, it's up to you. But go figure. But that's what it's all about. But here, you know, quite the opposite. You got these kids, college kids, that figure, hey, look, we're going to go on a fast food diet here of microwave pizza, and we're going to skip parties and take our Starbucks money, and we're going to put it in the jar here. And we're going to pay off our grandparents' mortgage, right?
Oh, absolutely. Well, this is actually Stephen Dark. It's just one gentleman. He's a Houston native.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure he's going to be nominated for Grandson of the Year after this. I mean, these people have to be so proud. He's also a college student, of course, and he's the founder of a nonprofit, Caring Heart Youth. And he actually spent the past few years, he's 24 years old, he spent the past 6 years not going out with his friends, not going to parties, and eating microwave pizza because he promised God in second grade that he would pay off his grandparents' mortgage when he got
out. Wow. From second grade he makes this promise?
In second grade, and he said it was a promise he would never break. And he hated the thought of them going to work at night. You know, he said they would still have 4 years of left paying off their house if he hadn't done this, and he wrote them a check for $15,000, and not just that, he paid off their house and sent them to the Bahamas.
Wow, party on.
Never be, I know.
That's
one of those things would be amazing. But they got, you know, so they got to retire early, and they got to take a trip. And I think the biggest gift is realizing what a great job they did taking care of him and raising him. I mean, what a spectacular young guy, making that promise in second grade and never... You know, it was just like not even a question in his mind. He would not go out with his friends. He did not want his grandparents to keep on having to go to work at night. He said it wasn't right, and he wouldn't let them do it anymore. So,
Once again, proving it's better to give than receive, right? I mean, what a blessing. And
he's so excited to give it.
Yeah. Well, and of course, the grandparents, like you said, you know, they raised him, and they'd been giving, you know, and this young man at 2 years old was able to have the comprehension to appreciate what his grandparents were doing for him. I mean, what a unique individual, special man. You want to follow this guy, you know his career is going to be incredible.
That's what I was thinking, absolutely.
Yeah, without a doubt. Hey, what about, you know, I heard about this story as well, that scientists have grown a beating heart in a laboratory using stem cells. Wow.
Okay, so they're actually using adult human skin cells to do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's about 4,000 Americans waiting for heart transplants, and only 2,500 will actually receive heart transplants in the next year. So there's a major shortage here.
Yeah.
And scientists are trying to do something to combat that. Well, these scientists, there's a group of scientists from Harvard and Massachusetts General Hospital, and they got together, and what they did was they took 73 hearts that were deemed not suitable for transplant, and they put them in a detergent so that it would strip them of the different cells that would cause them to self-destruct.
Mm-hmm.
And they took these human skin cells and changed them into cells that would, you know, they had those cells that would change into any type of cell. And they worked on it for 2 weeks, they put it in an environment similar to that of a human body, and then they gave it a little electric zap and got it to beat. So they're nowhere near, you know, the growing a whole human heart in the lab, but this is the closest they've ever come, and this could really change the game for people who need a heart transplant because they're using adult skin cells, and, you know, you don't have that risk of rejection if it's your skin cell, or, you know, if it's your cells that are in there. So it's just, it just changes everything. And that's so exciting.
That's well, you imagine, what a job to have, huh? What do you do for a living? Well, I grow hearts.
I know. What an amazing job. And, you know, this especially start close to home, because my fiancé, he wants to be a cardiologist. So when I was telling him about this, he was so excited. So, you know,
well,
I hope they keep up their good work.
Well, that's awesome. Hey, I love this story about a nap time photo of these two two kids, different races, right. Which is just so sweet that it's just taken off, huh?
Oh, it just looking at the photo, no explanation needed. It will set your heart. It's a little blonde girl and a little black girl, and they're holding hands, and they're obviously best friends. And Presbyterian Day School in Clarksdale, Mississippi, they took a picture of it, and it absolutely took off right away. And they put a quote with the picture that was equally moving, and it's from the Bible. And they said, "Beloved, let us love one another. The love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God." And, you know, the thing that I think, like, a lot of the comments when you were seeing people's feedback, it was just like, that is just honest love right there. Children don't see the color of the skin. And I think a lot of people have gotten past that these days, more than we would be led to believe. But, you know, these girls love each other. They don't care they don't care about anything except who that other friend is. And it's just really striking me forward during these times.
Just absolutely precious photo. I mean, and if it doesn't, I mean, forget about black lives, white lives, all lives matter. I mean, it's just, you see something like that, the purity of two kids that know nothing of prejudice, and they just know about love and friendship just being natural. And, you know, it reminds me of when, you know, Jesus said, the way to enter the kingdom of heaven is with a child's heart. I'm paraphrasing here. As a child, there's just something pure and precious about children before we get older and, you know, we get all these prejudicial things. And like you say, these things enter into society and life that we question and wonder, you know, is it really all that meaningful? But what a great picture. Bless yourself, ladies and gentlemen, and go and check that out. Now, a woman pulls up, but we got about 40 seconds here. A woman pulls up in a coffee stand in tears, and here's how the baristas responded. What did they do?
Okay, so Vancouver, Washington, the Dutch brothers found out a woman had lost her 37-year-old husband the night before. So they stopped everything. It was unexpected. They stopped everything, and they prayed with that woman for a few minutes, and they made sure that she felt comforted. And they said anytime she needed something, they were there for her and wanted her to have a better day. So what special baristas to go to at a coffee stand?
Yeah.
Take your time to do that.
Boy, those times, you know, it's like it reminds you of a word aptly spoken, and maybe it's a hug or a smile. Go and do something aptly. It's 19 before the top of the hour. Samantha Mills, the good news girl. Thank you, Sam.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline.
If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal.
Hey, it's just the way you like it, America. It's all about you. Why not, huh? Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. David Drucker is with us, senior congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner. David, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Yeah, good to be back. Thank you.
Hey, what is going on here now? The GOP, is this really GOP? This isn't Soros doing this contested convention website?
No. This is the party.
Wow.
That created a website so that people could learn how it works and be aware of the procedures. Look, I think a lot of Republicans increasingly believe that a contested convention or an open convention, however you want to refer to it, mm-hmm. is more likely than the front runner, Donald Trump, winning the delegates he needs to by the time the primary season ends in June. And what they're trying to do, because it's been so long since this has happened, most people don't really realize or think about the fact that it's the delegates on the convention floor every 4 years that actually vote on the nomination of the presidential candidate. Mm-hmm. You win delegates in primaries, but it doesn't really mean you're nominated until those delegates vote. And so to prepare for a contested convention, to prepare the public, to prepare Republican voters and the media, the party put together a website so that people have a place to go and learn about how the thing works.
Well, I appreciate that they're, bringing, some clarity to this, because I know people have used brokered and contested convention, open convention as synonyms, but they're not necessarily. More of an open and a contested are more, resemble one and the same. A brokered is altogether different. It just doesn't exist. So, that helps to bring some clarity as to what's going on. But are they setting themselves up in such a way that, David, potentially, they're risking the party itself being so bifurcated that, it could open the way for a third party. What do you think?
Well, look, I think that the party is only reacting to circumstance. Mm-hmm. I mean, the party can't force one candidate or another to win
1,237
votes, yeah. 37 delegates, thank you.
Yeah, right.
By the time California and New Jersey finish the primary process in early June. I mean, the voters are either going to do it or they're not. And so the party is forced to plan so that they can actually elect a nominee, in Cleveland. And here's the thing, or nominate somebody in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
These delegates, most of them are only bound on first ballot, some on second ballot, a few on third ballot. And that means you have delegates that are free to do whatever they want, and you have campaigns, Ted Cruz in particular, who is working in delegate races across the country very hard, electing a lot of delegates, we think, that would be loyal to him once the first ballot and any other binding votes are finished. So the party really has no choice but follow its own rules. They can't change the rules midstream just to try and prevent something. And you know, I think when you look at how this race has unfolded with Trump being so unusual for a Republican, and, you know, compared to Ted, you know, you look at Ted Cruz, who's a classical conservative, as we've understood it since Reagan,
right.
The party is kind of bifurcated, and there's no way around it.
Yeah, it's just, you know, part of the thing is, and I agree with Newt Gingrich's assessment the other night of this, and that is, you know, we find ourselves in this big tent that's been expanding, but meanwhile, you know, everybody's got a gun out, and we're shooting, you know, it's like a circular, you know, shooting match here, and people are getting, you know, shot along the way here, and it's like you want to tell everybody, hey, you know, put the gun down, and you know, and of course, this past week has just been such a crazy week for Donald Trump. I was telling somebody else, I think maybe he ought to just, you know, come out and just say April Fools or something, you know, start all over again. I don't know.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, this is just part of what the party's dealing with. I mean, I think, you know, the reason the party faces this is, number one, Trump ideologically is so atypical for what most Republicans believe.
Mm-hmm.
On certain issues, and then just his personality and the way he conducts himself. It's worked in that he's won the most, and his followers are probably more loyal than voters that are supporting any other candidate. But simultaneously, his antics have turned off so many other Republicans. And if you look at the general election polls and just the polls about that measure Trump's approval ratings with key demographics, they're awful. They're just horrible. And so you're in a situation where inside the party, there are Republicans that oppose Trump, not just on policy grounds, but on moral grounds, and that's hard to overcome. And then when you look ahead to a general election, I mean, he could be one of the most unpopular candidates to ever run for president. And when you have Hillary Clinton in the race, that's saying something.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when you have Democratic strategists going, you know, if Trump is in there, Hillary's going to sweep, and you just go, you know, these guys know what they're talking about. So you can't just say they're a bunch of idiots and discount what they're saying. And you look at this and you go, wow, because no matter what happens with the Republican Party, if they cannot win the White House this time around, I think really the party itself will become so fractured. David, what do you think?
Well, I think the party is facing a situation where it might fracture. It could fracture irreparably. It could fracture temporarily. You cannot say that these things are not possible.
Mm-hmm.
There is such a thing sometimes winning isn't everything. I think part of what the party has to figure out is, what does it believe? What does it coalesce behind? You can lose elections but survive to come back stronger with better candidates the next time around.
Exactly.
And the danger for the party is that they disagree with each other so much because ideology has changed that they can't come together. And that's the bigger risk for the party right now.
And I think that's a perfect point, David, because I think that's what they've been missing out on. I mean, it's not like they didn't have any time to figure this out. This has been going on for 8 years. It's like, get your talking points squared away to where you can hit the ground running, whether it's Donald Trump or whoever. You know, because the one thing that you can hand to the Democrats is they know how to march lockstep. I mean, you know, the white paper goes out. Everybody has the same talking points. I don't care if you're listening to, you know, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Hillary Clinton, even Bernie Sanders in his own way. I mean, it's as one voice to a certain degree. There's certain commonalities here. Whereas with the Republicans, it just it's a bit scattered. And
part of that is dependent on the candidates themselves, though. It's not as though the Democratic Party has a room somewhere where they develop talking points and give it to the candidates. I mean, it's always the presidential candidates that develop what the party stands for at that given point in time. Usually the candidates will run with the historical ideological moorings of the party and make certain tweaks.
Mm-hmm.
As we've seen over the years, I mean, George McGovern way back, you know, made the Democratic Party more dovish. Ronald Reagan made the party a pro-life party in the 1980s. So there are tweaks here and there. But, you know, what is happening now with Republicans is between Trump and Cruz primarily at this point, diametrically opposed ideas of how to run the country, both domestically and how the country should act internationally. And so, you know, it's one thing to have a big tent where you welcome everybody in, but the idea is that it's one tent. Right now you have multiple tents and everybody kind of looking at each other wondering if, you know, they should build an overhang to get to the next tent or they should just sit there in their own silo.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we're doing it so well in this country with this multinationalism that we've set up. It's no wonder and no surprise that the Republican tent kind of reflects what's happening in the public square today, don't you think?
Well, maybe. I mean, look, I think you made a point that Democrats are much more in lockstep with each other. You don't. I mean, Bernie Sanders is a socialist. Hillary Clinton is more of a conventional Democrat, but there's a lot more overlap there. You know, I think part of it is just unique candidacy of Donald Trump, who was a known celebrity.
Right.
When he ran, he just gets away with saying things. You know, in my interaction with voters over the past several months, I find, and this isn't statistical, it's anecdotal, but mm-hmm. I find a lot of voters like everything he says, believes everything he says. And then I get this other half of the voters that think it's all a big act just to get elected, and they look at him as a practical businessman who will make Washington work better.
Mm-hmm.
So it's much more complicated than I think a lot of us realize. And a lot of it has to do with just a lack of faith in institutions and government, particularly on the Republican side. And that's part of what's going on here.
Yeah, you're exactly right, David. Government has really let the people down. I mean, we're $19 trillion in debt. You know, it's been a rough almost 8 years now. And, well, you know, counting the last year with George Bush, so you could say, you know, 9+ years. And people are wary. And they want to get back to being productive again. And, you know, that's part of the message I think that Donald Trump is putting out there that I think the other candidates somehow got to find a way to express and tap into that, because there's no question that the visceral response is there. David, what did you make of the meeting with Donald Trump and Reince Priebus yesterday?
What I've taken away from talking to sources is that the Trump campaign recognizes that the convention could be contested, and they were sitting down to have a brief conversation about what that looks like.
Mm.
Publicly, Trump, for obvious reasons, same reasons that and I would agree with these reasons, likes to dismiss the idea that it'll be a contested convention. Because he's the front runner and wants an air of inevitability to this sort of thing. But I think privately they finally recognize that the contested convention thing is real and that they need to be better prepared. And that's what that discussion was about.
Exactly. And then you get the GOP launching the contested convention website for educational purposes, I would say, right?
They had no choice because there are so many rumors and conspiracies about how this thing works. They really needed to do something.
Yeah. Well, David Drucker, thank you so much for coming on with us and filling us in and filling some of these holes. Maybe we'll get this together, but it's a lot of fun. It gives us lots to talk about, doesn't it?
Definitely.
You got it. David Drucker, senior congressional correspondent with the Washington Examiner. That's a wrap for us. Thank you for sharing a part of your day with us, America. We'll see you next week right here on Bill Martinez Live.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.